ATS screen testing.
Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, listen. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, clear.
Test 1-2, Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Test 1-2, test. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
Node 3597181 disconnected.
call back, Trent. KDADX.
Connected to CMN Network.
KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, looking for a signal report for Ashley County. KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, looking for a signal report from the Ashley County Emergency Operations Center.
I didn't get the call, but well, you're making it fine. If you go to WATMN.net and you got internet there, you can actually go to the voter and see what your signal is. You go to analog and then drop down to voter, and you can see what your signal is into the repeater if you'd like.
Copy that. Yeah, I think it's a broadcast of I think it or something too, if I remember right. I just figured out it's the Central Michigan Emergency Network system. I was trying to figure out what this frequency was. And looked it up on repeater book and figured out it was tied to the network over there. So we're still getting in okay on 5 watts here from Gresham County. KDADX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray is the call sign back. Actually, County Law from Rainbow Lake, right here at the gun railing.
Yeah, Zach, the dispatch center is in Rainbow Lake. Oh, gotcha. I didn't get the call. I'm sorry, I was kind of trying to multitask. Yeah, you're still full scale in Guilford. Took on Pinconning, but full scale on the Guilford receiver. So we also have New Midland repeater is also part of the network, 147.22. So that's another frequency that you probably want to put in there. Over.
Central Dispatch, Emergency Operations Center for Ashley County, Ithaca. I'm actually up here. I had jury duty, or got summons for jury duty, so I was only at the courthouse and here up in here in Ithaca for like an hour. 9 to 10, I actually got started late, and then got out nice and early, so I just figured I'd come by here and check out the radios, check out the repeater and stuff here, and get everything a once over, and run it through space a little bit while I'm up here. With some time to spare, so just hanging out here in the ham radio room and the Emergency Operations Center. But now my TTH is Rainbow Lake, south end of Gresham County. But I'm up at the EOC, so just figured I'd test it out. Yeah, I see it's the, it says 145.310 is the Guilford. Like you said, it says it's 51.2 miles away from me, according to repeater book. So on 5 watts, that's not too bad. 51.2 miles on 5 watts, I'd say it's definitely working. KDADX.
KCAC, radio kiss. Yeah, it's at 958 feet in the air on Quantico Sea, so it's up there pretty good. But, yeah, I don't, I would, if you want correct information on any of our stuff, you should go to WATMN.net, because, sometimes, like for the DMR stuff and whatnot, the other places don't have the correct information. We've found that before, so anything to do with Central Mission Emergency Network, you should always go to W8CMN.net to get the correct information. Zach, station on the 38 for radio check. Go ahead. Give me this over there.
Yeah, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Name here is Leon, and I'm in Inouye City, and can you give me a report on my radio?
Yeah, sounds good. You're about three-quarter scale into the 38 Flint.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. K3AG is clear.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, Zach, like I said, you probably don't have the New Midland repeater in the radios there unless you did update recently. It's only been on for about a month and a half. So we do have a receive site in Shepherd, one in Coleman, and one in Eanville. And the main repeater is in Gordonville, so it works pretty good as well.
Copy that. Yeah, appreciate the info. Yeah, I usually just go to repeater book when I'm like on a road trip or wherever I'm at when I'm looking for something. Yeah, which is only as good as the information that's being submitted. You know, it's like Gas Buddy or something in my opinion. It's all crowdsourced information basically. So I've been trying to get our repeater information for our repeaters in the county updated. And keep them updated. If we make any changes, I try to go submit those changes to repeater. So yeah, if there's stuff wrong in repeater book, ideally you or someone else there, from the Central Michigan Emergency Network would get that submitted, updated with the repeater book, so it is correct. So that would be awesome. But yeah, I haven't been on the on your guys' station in a long time, but I do know there's a lot of. Remember, there being a lot of good fancy information out there, so thanks for the reminder on that. And the Shepherd receiver, we had our Skywarn training in Elma a few months ago. The last one, I think, for Grand Rapids National Weather Service, but quite a few of the Montcalm County Skywarn guys came over and they said that there was a repeater in Shepherd, which is actually where my pastor lives. But if you were people from our church, you'd go to church in Mount Pleasant. But they said there is a repeater in Shepherd. I'm like, I'm not aware of a repeater in Shepherd. But that makes more sense if it's just a receiver site, not a transmitter site. So I'm like, I don't see anything listed. And I have never heard anything coming from Shepherd, so that was news to me. But even there being a receiver is news to me. So reminded me that they had messaged them from there because they were using something up there they were talking about for the maple syrup festival in Shepherd there. So good to know. KDAX, yeah. So I have to peruse the emergency network page again one of these days and see what's changed since the last time I looked at it. Probably a lot by the sounds of it. KDAX.
Yeah, we do have a GMR repeater in Shepherd on the same tower. There is a repeater there in UHF on our DMR system. And a new one went up in Greenville. I think it's been listed for a while, but Mike finally got that one going in Greenville on DMR. There is a repeater in Shepherd, so they were not wrong. They were correct. UHF DMR repeater. I tried to correct stuff on repeater book before, but there's so much information out there on our DMR stuff that it's just hard. And then if you're not the call sign holder of that particular repeater, they balk at it. So I just kind of give up on repeater book. But, so I tell everybody, don't trust anything on our stuff other than WATMN.net. So that's where you will find the correct information. But anyways, all right, 7-3. Your audio kind of dropped off there, but I'm thinking that was probably just how you were talking into the mic. But, you're definitely making it from Gratiot County, and you'll see. Give me the best of your.
KDATAX. Okay, yeah, so there is a DMR repeater in Shepherd. Bird, got it. Got it. We're going to do the DMR. I do have a DMR HT I've had for years, but I've never really done much with it. Yeah, all right. Good. Yeah, Mike. I reset his last name. Wolfius or something. Yeah, he's a good dude. I know he's spent a lot of time and effort getting that Greenville stuff going over there. I think he said he worked with somebody over at the Palm or whatever to get some stuff all programmed and cans tuned and all that stuff. But he's running a GMRS and 70 centimeter and apparently sounds like you're saying inside of a TIS too. So he's got all kinds of stuff going on over there. So yeah, good deal. Yeah, hopefully going to get some raspberry pies from him one of these days. Alright, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I might have changed that. I was holding the mic and stuff. I'm not used to this type of radio, I guess. I'm used to my ASUS. This is an ICOM. IP2720, as it is. But, and then they got a D-Star or whatever next to it. ICOM IDH. Got a bunch of those in boxes sitting here for deployment and whatnot to connect to our D-Star repeater that I shut down over a year ago. Anyway. Replaced with analog. So, something we actually all have. So, alright, well, I appreciate you coming back. Good chatting with you. Signal report. And 73 KDADAX will be clear.
There's been a lot of D-Star stuff that's been shut off, so analog is definitely a common denominator, and I think for what we've done in the state, GMR, we've got pretty good GMR coverage, so. I guess the only other thing, as long as you're there programming in the radio, I would put our new Midlands frequency in there, 147.22.131.8PL. Keep it up to the...
Yeah, well, so the two meter D-Star repeater was still functional, so I actually took some of them home that the club owned. I took one home for a while and sent some of the other club members home with them. And we were actually able to use it as a standalone. The county had canceled the externally matted IP address or whatever that was connected to that, so it lost its connection years prior to the rest of the D-Star system, if it hadn't lost it prior to that. I don't know anybody at the club anymore that knows anything about it. I think barely anybody did to set it up, let alone maintain it. So yeah, all that, whatever 9/11 money that bought all that stuff or whatever. And, you know, no money to maintain any of it. I just shut it down. They're still here. Mounted in the D-Star rack. In the UHF and VHF one here with the controller. It's powered down and replaced it with an analog. I had a couple Motorola radios, mobile radios put together for the first year or so. Switched over to analog. And now we actually have a Vertex 7000. Got a spare one sitting here and got another one in the rack that we're using for our Ithaca repeater. So, same as what's up in Elm for the Elmer repeater. And then we've got another one for a new site we're working on over in Cedar Lake. Yep, we got Vertex 7000. The classic, the good old boys. Yeah, they're great repeaters. They've served us well for many years. KDADAX 73, have a good one. Very good. Thing.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KCA, CLM, Chester and Harrison, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.